It's getting colder, the leaves are turning color, and you may be thinking about dusting off your winter coat. Listener Jackie Fishman wrote to us from Charlotte, North Carolina, with a question for the ethicist about her winter coat. She joins us now on the line. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
So what's the problem with your coat?
My mom has been the recipient of 3 mink coats handed down to her by kind of a well-heeled cousin. And I, in turn, inherited one of them, but it has a hopelessly out-of-fashion design to it. My mom has offered to pay for the alterations that would make it a little more attractive, but I'm a baby boomer who has been pretty instinctively politically correct for most of my life. But I've also come to really enjoy the finer things as I'm pushing 60 here. So I'm kind of torn between the idea of having this beautiful coat and my guilt stemming from my support of PETA, you know, for my whole life. So how do I direct my thinking, Randy?
Come on, Randy. The animal's already dead.
That's right. Kill it again, I say. I think we all agree. Do I understand that we both agree that you shouldn't wear a new fur coat, that you could really make a moral case that one ought not do that?
Absolutely.
And I think we could make a case that for some exploitation of animals, that there are many people who would argue that animal food is important, or that we might exploit animals for medical research, where there's not a meaningful alternative and where their suffering is minimized. But mm-hmm. I think we can agree there's no justification for harming animals to produce something as frivolous as a fur coat. And you needn't be a vegetarian to think that, even if you're not willing to make the leap to vegetarianism. Even if you can't do everything, you can do something. So I would advocate... I don't think it's hypocritical. I think it's a position of moderation to say you shouldn't wear a new coat. Now, so then, is an old fur coat different? Should it be, you know, grandfathered in or cousined in your case? Because it does, as Jennifer said, we harm no new animal. And I would say no, that you should not wear even an old fur coat, because appearing in that fur announces that doing so is acceptable. You know, unless you shave a slogan in its back, old fur, gift from rich cousin,
right,
that kind of thing.
My daughter, who is my younger self, has assured me she will throw red paint on me if I dare wear it. But geez, it's sure pretty.
Well, you know, I would argue that while wearing an old fur certainly doesn't injure any animals, but it injures us, that it coarsens our sensibilities when it declares our values, that says this is okay. And I think you seem to think that, or you wouldn't have that lingering feeling of guilt.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's something to letting guilt be our guide. It is, you know, this little voice. Well, I have screaming voices in my head, but that's a whole other thing. But you seem to have, you know, the normal voices of your conscience telling you what to do. So here's my guideline for old fur, is that utility without propaganda. That is, if you can find ways to use it that don't advertise its use to other people, that's fine. That you might make it a fur throw in your bedroom.
Okay.
You might use it as the lining of another coat. So if you want to make some claim for the utility of it, that's fine. But then you don't go around telling other people that it's okay to wear fur.
Yeah, but that takes the fun out of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could maybe, you know.
I like it for a bed.
Yeah. And Jennifer, I mean, maybe you could just kick a poodle, you know, if you feel that it takes the fun out of it. You know, you want to harm an animal in some way. That might cheer you up.
Jackie, have you come to a decision? And now are you going to take Randy's advice?
Well, Randy's advice makes me reflect on my own voice, which is why I wrote the letter. Of course I know it's not right to wear it. Of course I would never buy it, but the circumstances here, you know, made it really sort of appealing. But I think I will respect Randy's response. It's a good one.
No one ever says that. I'd go a little bit further in some of the alternative uses for old furs that... I know that several animal rights groups, including, I know you mentioned PETA, and I know the Humane Society, they have programs to collect old furs.
Really?
And I believe, yeah, they do. And I believe one of the things they do with them is they shred them up and they use them as bedding in programs that rescue orphaned animals in the wild. It's, you know, it's slightly kind of...
Well, that's a great alternative.
Well, so Randy, are you going to be donating your leather shoes?
No, again, I'm not preaching absolutism here. I'm preaching moderation, and that because we aren't willing to give up all animal products doesn't mean we ought not give up the particularly frivolous ones.
Right.
That I don't think there's anything hypocritical about that, Jennifer.
Well, your poor well-heeled aunt, she passed that down for naught. Well,
right.
Jackie Fishman joined us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you all. Thanks, Randy.
Bye, Jackie.
Well, what do you think should be done with old fur coats? Write us with your solution. And if you have another question for the ethicist, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you.